A number of landowners near the West End outlet of Devil's Lake say the outlet is leaking, and they might have to take the State Water Commission to court because of it. The landowners say leaks were actually first detected shortly after the outlet became operational in 2007. The issue came up at the most recent Water Commission meeting.
They're suffering damage from the outlet of the operation of the outlet because there's been seepage from that outlet over into their land that affects their crops.
Attorney Bruce Gibbons of CANDU represents some of the landowners. He told the Water Commission the landowners hired Western Plains Consulting of Bismarck to determine if there are leaks, and that study came back positive.
The State Water Commission has claimed, at least to these producers and landowners, that they can't verify that seepage has occurred and affected these landowners' property. Yet they paid for damages in 2012, so I think it's pretty clear that they know there's seepage out there.
Western Plains Consulting did an earlier study in 2007. One of the affected landowners, Republican State Representative Dennis Johnson, he told the Water Commission he can't work some of his land because it's too wet, and he's frustrated.
I really feel bad we're at this point because I've tried working with them in 2007, 2008, and they can call complaining or whatever, but I've tried to, come on guys, we got this in, let's get it fixed so it's not leaking. And here we are, they just keep blowing me off. They just keep blowing me off.
Gibbons told the commission the landowners are hoping to reach an out-of-court settlement and to avoid legal action.
Are we going to negotiate and try to resolve this issue, and are we going to do that in some kind of timely manner? This thing's been going on forever, and it's going to end one way or the other. And if we're not going to negotiate, we just assume no, and then we'll have a court determine if there's damages and what the solution is.
North Dakota State Engineer Garland Eberle has declined comment because of the possibility of that lawsuit. The Water Commission will take up the matter again at its August meeting. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.